Praise the Lord. Luke chapter 7, verse 36 to verse 50. Now one of the Pharisees invited Jesus to have dinner with him. So he went to the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table. When a woman who had lived a sinful life in that town learned that Jesus was eating at the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster jar of perfume. And as she stood behind him and at his feet weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and poured perfume on them. When the Pharisees, who had invited Jesus, saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would know who is touching him and what kind of woman she is, that she is a sinner." Jesus answered him, "Simon, I have something to tell you." "Tell me, teacher," he said. "Two men owed money to a certain moneylender. One owed him 500 denarii and the other 50. Neither of them had the money to pay him back, so he cancelled the debts of both. Now which of them will love him more?" Simon replied, "I suppose the one who had the bigger debt cancelled." "You have judged correctly," Jesus said. Then he turned toward the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I came into your house. You did not give me any water for my feet, but she wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but this woman, from the time I entered, has not stopped kissing my feet. You did not put oil on my head, but she has poured perfume on my feet. Therefore, I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, for she had loved much. But he who has been forgiven little loves little." Then Jesus said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." The other guests began to say among themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" Jesus said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We come before you in the name of Jesus. We pray, O God, that you send your word, O God, and help us to understand it and put it into practice. Let your message give clarity and wisdom. Your message will give a clear direction in our life, O God. The message will show us things, O God, that you want every one of us would know, O God, about you, O Lord, about your word, and even about ourselves, the thing that is hidden in our life, O God, that we are not aware of. Lord, let your word, and with the help of the Holy Spirit, make things clear to us so that we will correct ourselves and walk among with you, Lord, according to your word and your will. Lord, help me to deliver the message. And Lord, I pray you carry this message, O God, with the Holy Spirit to those who are waiting for your word, O God. We thank you and we bless you, Master. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. The title of the message is, "I Have Something to Tell You." It was taken from verse 30, Luke 7, verse 30. Jesus answered Simon and he told him, "I have something to tell you." When the Lord entered the house of Simon, the Pharisee, he was invited for a dinner, and there was a woman who was living a sinful life, had come to Jesus. Actually, she was living in sin, and she repented. As she came to the Lord at that night, at that time, she was in repentance. But the Pharisee who had invited Jesus looked down on her, and even he was doubting whether the Lord would know what type of woman she is. The Lord knows the thoughts. Simon did not speak anything, but Lord know what is inside him, and he told him, "I have something to to tell you. God knows what is inside you, and there are things need to be corrected. And that's the message of the Lord to us today, to you and to me and to everyone who hear. I have something to tell you. Certain time, we think ourselves are better than others. The Pharisee, because he fasts twice per week, because he gives his tithes, he thinks that he is better than other people. There is a self-righteousness. I have something to tell you. God does not want us to be self-righteous. God wants us to be righteous, follower of His word and His will. Not to be self-righteous and not be looking down to the people who are around us. The word of God say in Romans chapter 12, verse 16, say, live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Simon, the Pharisee, was conceited. He was seeing himself higher and better, and the other people are under him. I have something to tell you. This woman had lived a sinful life, much like she was living in a prostitution. He was a prostitute, or she was having an affair with a man outside her marital life. These are the worst of the sin that the society and the public is condemned. And even at the time of Jesus, there are two categories of sinners, the tax collectors and the prostitutes. It's the highest and the worst sin. But here, what we find here is not only adultery sin, but other sinful style of living is also condemned by the Lord and by the word of God. You may not be doing adultery, but you are living in anger. This is a sinful life. You may not be doing adultery, but you are keeping speaking bad words. That is a sinful life, a sinful living, and you need to repent. You may not be doing adultery, but you are living in lies. You keep telling lies. You keep cheating. You keep accepting bribes. You keep doing wrong things. You keep slandering. You keep gossiping. You keep making troubles to others. These all are sin. God will judge us, not for one time we do sin or one or two times, but if we continue to do the sin without repentance, then we will be judged. That woman, the Lord had justified. I have something to tell you. She came in repentance. Yes, her past is sinful life and sinful living. But from that day that she came, from that night, she came and fell at the feet of Jesus. And in repentance, her sin was forgiven. But Simon the Pharisee, he was not doing adultery maybe, but he was a self-righteous. He was looking down on others. He considered himself better than others. And that is sin. And he need to repent of it. He was not in repentance when he was inviting the Lord. He was in a boasting position. He was in showing off position. There is not yet repentance in his life. There is not yet repentance in your life. I have something to tell you, say the Lord God Almighty. What else? Tell me, Lord. Yes, as Simon said him, Lord, tell me, yes, Lord, I pray. Tell me, Lord. Speak to me, O God. God wants us to be a better people. God wants you to be a better person. There is always opportunity for us to repent. Which time? Now. Now, as long as it's called today, is the day of salvation. God wants us to repent from our sin. God wants us to turn away from sin toward Him, toward God. There must always be in the believer life a turning point where we turn away from our sin. We turn away from our life of sin. This woman, she was living in sin, but that night it was a turning point for her. Every believer, he should remember which date he had been really a turning point for him, when he surrendered his life and he committed himself to the Lord, that he would turn away from the sinful life and the sinful way of living toward walking after God. There are many believers that say, we are believers from birth, we are belong to a Christian family, but they cannot record the time that really they have turned away from sin toward God. Simply, you know why? Because there's no turning point in their life. There's no time that they have been repented from their sin. They are still living in the sinful life. Today, I have something to tell you. If whatever sinner now in the world, whether a prostitute, a thief, a one who worships idol, a Hindu, a Buddhist who is dedicated to his religion today, if he turn away from his sin and follow God wholeheartedly, then he will be the first. And those many Christians who claim to be Christian, but there's no repentance in their life, they will be the last, as the Lord will say, the first shall become last and the last shall become first. It depends on repentance and willingness to follow the Lord. I have something to tell you. Whatever sin you have done in the past, some people, they say, you don't know my sin. My sin is very big. God, I don't believe that God will forgive this sin. I don't believe God will accept me. No, God accepts you. If you turn away today, if you today repent, kneel down wherever you are, as you hear the message, kneel down at the feet of Jesus and tell him, Lord, I will not do it again. Lord, I shall not do it again. Forgive me my sin, O God. God is going to forgive you. At the feet of Jesus, there is forgiveness. I have something to tell you. Whatever the sin, if you repent today, God is going to forgive you. Jesus died on the cross for our sin. He shed his blood on the cross for our sin. And as we repent, the blood of Jesus cleans us and purifies us from all unrighteousness. I have something to tell you. Some people, some of you, been tortured by devil. You have done a wrong things in the past. You have repented, but devil is still telling you, no, no, you are unworthy. Christ is not forgiving you. Your sin is big. You rebuke the devil for that. Mm-hmm. As you repent, you believe that Christ has forgiven you. In the passage that we have read, there are themes of repentance. Here, there's a theme of repentance in verse 42. The Lord say, he canceled the depth of both. There's a cancellation of depth. There is, in verse 47, the Lord say, her many sins have been forgiven. Your many sins have been forgiven as you repented. In verse 48, the Lord said to the woman, he said to your sins are forgiven. In verse 49, those who are guests there, they said among themselves, who is this who even forgives sin? Yes, he is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is God the Son. He came from heaven and he died for our sin on the cross. He was buried and rose from the dead on the third day, that every one of us who believe in him and follow him, he have eternal life. In verse 50, the Lord assured the woman, he told her your faith has saved you. Go in peace. So there is a theme of forgiveness in the passage. And there is forgiveness for us if we repent from our sin. I have to tell you something. I have something to tell you, say the Lord. Tell me, Lord. God wants us to love him in a better way. As he loves us, we need to love him. As he say, those who have forgiven more will love more. God have done a great things for us, so we need to love him as the way he want us to love him. In verse 44, the word of God say, the Lord turned toward the woman and say to Simon, do you see this woman? The Lord Jesus want to teach Simon in in the example. He showed the good example, and that was the woman who repented to him, and he's telling him, "Do you see this woman?" And God is saying, "Do you see this brother? Do you see this family? Do you see this sister? Do you see this church? Do you see what the people in the Bible do? Do you see Noah? Do you see Abel? Do you see Enoch? Do you see Mary, the mother of Jesus? Do you see Peter? Do you see Apostle Paul?" God is teaching us through the good example. There's a good example, a good pattern here, and God wants to show us what God wants to tell us, what God wants to teach us through the example of this woman. Let us go to let's go now to verse 37 and verse 38 from Luke chapter 7. When a woman who had lived a sinful life in that town learned that Jesus was eating at the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster jar of perfume. Verse 38, and as she stood behind him at his feet weeping. Where she stood? Behind him and at his feet. She came from the back. She came from the feet side. Simon was sitting in the front and he was at the head side. He was sitting at the head of Jesus. But this woman, she came from the back and she sat at the feet of Jesus. Jesus is seeing here what is inside her. A broken heart, contrite spirit, the Lord will not despise. She was in repentance. She was in repentance. She was humble. She has a humility. The Lord is seeing these things. Certain things we do, we are not noticing ourselves, but that thing show what is inside us. It reflects what is inside our heart and our mind, the way we think and the way we stand, whether we are in repentance or no. The Lord have seen the broad spirit of Simon the Pharisee, but he saw the broken heart and the contrite spirit, the humility of the woman who came in repentance. Her repentance was shown by action. John the Baptist say, "Show fruits, goes with repentance." Our repentance is shown by action. And the first service we will do for God is our repentance. After we repent, then we can do the good work of God. But before that, we cannot do any service. She came, that's what we learn here. That is what God wants to tell us. I have something to tell you. This woman, she was willing to start from the feet side. There's a humility. Some people, they don't want to go to the low level. They want to start from high. I must get a high job. I must be a manager. I must get this salary type. I must go to the very higher college, well-known college, a very famous college. I should get expensive clothes. Everyone should admire what I am wearing, what I am eating. My shoes, it have to be from this shop. My mobile or my watch, my eyeglass, my job, my study. That is showing off and boasting. That is the sinful life of pride, the worldly life. But this woman, she was willing to start from low level. Whatever service, cleaning, washing. Ruth, in the book of Ruth, she start from very low job, cleaning the ground, collecting what is left over and falling down. But God lifted her up. If we humble down, God will lift us up. If we are proud, God will put us down. Willingness to serve is willingness to repent. The first service to God is our repentance. And our repentance, the first thing that we need to repent of is our pride. Our pride. Simon, he saw the woman is lower than him. I have something to tell you. You may see your wife less than you. Oh, why I should marry her? Or you may see your husband lower than you. Why I should marry this man? No. You need to repent. I have something to tell you. You may see yourself better than other. Consider other better than yourself. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, O God, not to look down to other people. Make me, Lord, the person that I should be, willing to serve you, O God. Willing, O God, to come from the back, to come and be at your feet, O Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Humbleness is required so we can serve the Lord. Humility is needed from now onward, my brother and my sister. I have something to tell you. And what she did, she was weeping. She began to wet his feet with her tears. Now, she was coming with the crying. But let me tell you something about the tears. There are different kinds of tears. But chemically and scientifically, they are the same composition. They are tears. But there are tears of the crocodile tears. Some people, they cry with the crocodile tears. They cry. But they are eating and biting others. They are destroying others. They harm others. God knows. That is the tears of crocodiles. And there are tears that, Lord, they say, Lord, forgive me. But please do understand, tomorrow I will do it again. This is not a tear of repentance. Jesus also knows these tears. There are people who go to the altars and they keep crying, but they keep doing the same sin. They are not crying of repentance. They are bargaining with the Lord. Lord, please, tomorrow I will do it also. Forgive me ahead of time. That is not a repentance. That is mocking. I have something to tell you. And there are tears who are tears of repentance. This woman, she came. Jesus knows what type of tears. Jesus knows what kind of woman she is now. She was repentant. She came at his feet and she began to wet his feet with her tears. I have something to tell you. Let's move to verse 44. Then he turned toward the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I came into your house. You did not give me any water for my feet, but she wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair." At the time of Jesus, there was a tradition at that time that anyone moving toward the house to visit or is a guest at the door, before he entered, they'll give him water because he's a traveling and he maybe is having his feet is full of dust. There was no socks, there is no shoes at that time, but sandals. And they are moving and walking. And as a sign of welcome, a sign of generosity, as a sign of you are welcome, they will give him water. It means you wash your feet, then you can enter the house. So you will be refreshed and you can enjoy the time because your body is it clean, as you clean your feet. At that time, the guest, when he will come, they will give him the water and he will wash their feet. It seems that Simon did not do it. So we need to be welcome to the work of Jesus. We are welcome to the work of God, and we need to welcome the word of God. We need to be generous. We need to be open to the work of God. That's what we learn. We learn something here also. Here at the time of Jesus, when they give the water, the guest himself will wash speed. But this woman, she did not tell to the Lord, I'm crying. You wash your feet with my tears. No, she wiped them. She wiped her feet, his feet, with her tears. She wet the feet of Jesus with her tears, and she washed them by herself with her hands and wiped them with her hair. Now, why the people at that time, they don't wash the feet of the guests? Because it is not a suitable job. It is not a suitable work, because the feet is a dirty part of the body at that time. And even this time, feet is a dirty part. It's a smelly part. And the person himself will wash himself, but a sign of humility. This woman, he is telling, Lord, I am your servant. Jesus saw in her life a humility, willingness to serve even this type of job, very low job, very despised job, very low income job, a job that no one liked to do, but for the sake of the Lord, I would do it. For the sake of Jesus, I humble down and I go down. And I accept it because I want to serve the Lord. Simon knew. Simon the Pharisee, he has no humility. He has no humility. So Jesus is seeing all these things and he is telling him, I have something to tell you. I have something to tell you. This woman, she wiped the feet of Jesus with her hair. Now let's go now to the hair. The hair of the woman is something belong to her beauty. It belongs to the glory of the woman. The glory of the woman is the beauty of the woman is in her hair. The woman, even at the time of Jesus, they prepare their hair, they will put oil, they will put perfume, they will put ointment, and they will come and they will care for it. But this woman, she was willing to put her hair, to sacrifice her hair, to sacrifice her beauty, and put them at the feet of Jesus. The woman wiped the feet of Jesus with her hair. She was willing even to offer her beauty and sacrifice it to the Lord. When we want to serve, there are certain times, certain circumstances, the service gets more tough and even can affect our own physical fitness, our own beauty, face beauty, less sleep, less food, more time, more tiredness, and we should be willing to sacrifice it for the Lord, as this woman had done it to the Lord God. To serve the Lord, we should be no more concerned about ourselves, about our body beauty, but to put it all what we have for the Lord. Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all yourself, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Strength and body and physical fitness, we all offer it at the feet of Jesus. I have something to tell you. Verse 45. You did not give me a kiss, but this woman, from the time I entered, has not stopped kissing my feet. She was at the feet of Jesus. Jesus was speaking. What Jesus was speaking? He was speaking the word of God. And she was at his feet. Every time Jesus is speaking, she is giving kiss. Can you tell me what is the meaning of kiss? How you understand it? For example, if you have a small baby, your son, your daughter, you ask him to give you a kiss, or you want to give him a kiss. Why? You want that. Because that's how to show you love him, or you want to feel that your child is loving you by giving you a kiss, or that you love your child by giving him a kiss. So a sign of love. Other meaning of kissing the feet in certain society and culture, the people will kneel down at the feet of the masters, the feet of the king, and they will give their kiss. It means that we are in full submission to you. They are telling him, we are in full submission to your authority. This woman, she loved the Lord, that's why she was kissing him, and she is telling him, I am in full submission to your authority. The Lord says in John chapter 15, verse 14, say, if anyone love me, he must obey my command. If we love the Lord, really, we must obey his command. The Lord say, go. Yes, Lord. It means that we are kissing him, kissing his feet. The Lord say, forgive. Yes, Lord. The Lord say, go and make disciples. Yes, Lord, we are kissing his feet. The Lord say, forgive your brother. Yes, Lord, and we are kissing the feet. The Lord say, bring your tithe. Yes, Lord, and we bring the tithe. We are kissing the feet. The Lord said, wait upon me. Yes, Lord, we are waiting. We are kissing the feet. Every time we have obeyed the command of God, we are kissing at his, we are kissing him at his feet. And any time we disobey and we shake our head and we don't like to do, we are biting the feet of Jesus. Hallelujah. Every time we obey, we are kissing the Lord at his feet. The kissing of the feet, not a lip service. Yes, Lord, we will do what we are not doing. No. Every time we obey, we are giving kiss to the Lord. And every time we disobey, we are biting the feet of Jesus. I have something to tell you. Verse 46, you did not put oil on my head, but she had poured perfume on my feet. What she was doing, what she did, and what the Lord had commanded. This story had been repeated in the four Gospels. Some they say the same woman, some they say different woman, but it is the same spiritual meaning. This woman in the other Gospel said that she offered to the Lord in Matthew 26 verse 7, speak that she offered to the Lord a very expensive perfume. But the question here, that did the Bible mention how much equal of money this perfume? Yes. There is approximate amount of money the Bible spoke about what this woman who poured perfume on the body of Jesus. In John chapter 12 verse 5, because when she offered the perfume at the feet of Jesus, his disciple, and one of them is Judas, they were upset, and they were asking why this waste, and in verse 5, John 12, 5, why was not this perfume sold and the money given to the poor? It was worth a year's wages. This woman, she had given to the Lord what is equal to one laborer, one worker, for 1 year's salary of his work. Imagine how much she gave. 1 year you work, and you give this 1 year work to the Lord. That is how much she gave to the Lord. Some people, they say that the Lord did not ask us, Jesus did not spoke about to bring the tithes. No, he spoke clearly that we should not neglect bringing the tithes. But the Lord, he does not need the tithes. The Lord need to give him everything that he has given us. This woman, the amount of money that she gave, she gave ahead, tithes of 10 years ahead. Simon, the Pharisee, they give their tithes regularly. But this woman, she had given after her repentance more than Simon, the Pharisee, did more than the Pharisee. She was giving more than the tithes. She had given tithes of 10 years. 1 year salary, equal to 1 year salary she had given to the Lord. We need to give to the Lord the best of what we have. Giving much is required. We need to do an outstanding things to the Lord that deserve recognition. The Lord say that this woman, she had done a beautiful for, she had done a beautiful things for him. Let us open Matthew chapter 26, verse 10. Aware of this, Jesus said to them, "Why are you bothering this woman? She has done a beautiful things to me. Think about yourself. I have something to tell you. Have you done anything beautiful to the Lord? Have you done something beautiful to the Lord? Can you remember that you have done something beautiful that really Jesus admired and Jesus was happy with it? Tell me if you can. Tell to the Lord if you can. As this woman, she has done something beautiful to the Lord. The Lord wants us also, me and you, to do something beautiful for Him. Tell me, Lord, I have something to tell you. Why this woman, she brought this very expensive perfume, and that equal to 1 year wages, and pour it at the feet of Jesus. What was her motive? Let us read Mark chapter 14 and verse 3. There is another word we want to take from the story of the same woman, or the same occasion, or the similar occasion. While he was in Bethany, reclining at the table in the home of a man known as Simon the leper, a woman came with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume made of pure nard. I want to take here the word pure. She did not bring the fake one. She did not bring the thing that is imitated, but she brought what is pure to the Lord. Expensive and pure, because her motive is pure. She want to honor the Lord. So she have a pure motive. She repented. And in her heart, the Lord has done such great things to me. The Lord has forgiven me more. I am doing it because I just want to say, Lord, thank you for the salvation. Thank you for the forgiveness. Thank you for the justification. Thank you for the peace of mind. Thank you for you have the great things that you have done to me. She had done this thing out of a pure motive. Many people, they will give and they will do, but what is the motive? Oh, that is. So the people will say, and the people will speak, oh, this man, he done like this. Or the people will say, this man, he had brought this. That was not in the mind of this woman. Her mind is to please the Lord. Her heart was having a pure motive. She was not waiting for recognition. She was not waiting to be to be lifted up. She was not waiting that her name would be known and become famous and everyone know about it. Her motive was pure. We need to do things with a pure motive. My brother, my sister, you may be doing now a good thing, but what is your motive? Is to satisfy the Lord, or to build up your own name, or to show off, or to satisfy people, or you want a recognition, or you want your name to be famous and well known? Check yourself. I have something to tell you, say the Lord. Amen. Let's go back to Matthew chapter 26. I have something to tell you. And let us read verse 12. What is the purpose of spending this large amount of money and for this perfume? What was the purpose? In verse 12, Matthew 26, verse 12, when she poured this perfume on my body, she did it to prepare me for burial. There was a good purpose. We need to give, to have a purposeful giving. We need to do some certain things after we repent, inspired by the Lord for a good purpose. The purpose here was preparing the body of Jesus for burial. This amount of money, this amount of perfume, it was kept for a good purpose. So there's a purpose to keep aside certain things for God. After we repent, after you repent, God will inspire to do certain things, to keep certain things for Him. A money, a time, a place. God will inspire you. It is a purposeful giving for a great and noble purpose. It have a great relation with the work of God and how you use your mind and the wisdom that God gave you to honor Him in your life. I have something to tell you. Tell me, Lord. I tell you the truth in verse 13, Matthew 26:13. I tell you the truth. Wherever this gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be taught in memory of her. God will going to honor you. Every good thing that you are going to do to the Lord, God is going to honor you. Whenever the gospel is preached, the good things that the people of God that have done to the Lord will be also taught in memory of them. And I pray that we will be among those people who do beautiful things to the Lord. And whenever the gospel is preached, the name of the Lord will be glorified and will be lifted up. Our part is that we want God's approval. We are waiting for the Lord to come and take us, and we want to hear from Him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." Luke chapter 7, verse 50. After all this, I have something to tell you. Luke chapter 7, verse 50. Jesus said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." Such type of faith we need to have. Jesus sent this woman with forgiveness. He told her in verse 49, "Your sins are forgiven." And in verse 50, He told her that your faith has saved you. God is sending you and sending us today with the assurance of salvation, and He is sending us with peace. He say, "Go in peace." As we accept His word and accept correction and accept to do the will of God and what He had inspired us and want from us to do, then we go with assurance of forgiveness, assurance of salvation, and assurance of the blessing and the peace of God in our life. Let's pray. Let's commit ourselves to the Lord and pray. Father God, we thank You and we praise You for Your goodness and Your faithfulness into our life. We come before You in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank You for all the word that You have spoken to me and to each and every one of us. Oh God, to my brother and sister, to the church, to Your people, and whoever going to hear the message, I pray that the anointing, oh God, will transform us, will change us, will bring repentance and change in our life and transformation, oh God. Lord, we want to do really, Lord, in our heart desire, we really want to do beautiful things for You, oh God. We pray, oh God, that Your word will bring us into conviction and through repentance. And Lord, I pray for everyone who hear it, there will be a turning point from his life, from this day onward. And I pray for those who know You, O God, they will commit their life in a special way, O God. They will serve You, O God. They will give You the best, O God. They will have a purposeful giving. They will go into humility, O God. They will be willing to be humbled down, O God. They will be willing to start from their feet, O God. And You will be the one to lift them up, O God. Help us, O God. Help us to accept Your will, O God. Help us, O God, to be humble people of Yours, O Lord. The people that You want us to be, O God. I pray, O God, as we hear Your word, O God, Lord, that as repentance go in our bodies and our mind and soul and spirit in our hearts, Lord, we go forward in serving You, Lord, reaching the lost and reaching the world with Your word, O God, and with Your love. Equip us and guide us, O God, and send us, O God, with the full blessing, O God. We thank You and we bless You, O God. Protect us and be with us. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.